kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air, hey, here we go.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the Knights.
And the mighty Newcastle Knights, they're back on the pitch this weekend, taking on the Parramatta Eels. It's going to be a great game at McDonald Jones Stadium on Saturday afternoon. You can get your tickets online now. And having recently played his 50th NRL game for the Newcastle Knights, he's been playing great footy as well, specifically alongside Phoenix Crossland. Mr. Jaden Brayley joins us on the phone. G'day, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Really good.
Better speaking to you.
You flatter everyone, Crevo, don't you?
Well, no. I mean, we're talking to a Knights legend here, Ari. So
I
just,
know. Yeah. Come on.
Show a bit of respect, would you?
Excuse me. I won't show respect.
We're just having fun.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just kick straight into the questions here, Jaden. So, obviously, you're playing the Eels this Saturday, coming off a bye. How's the squad feeling after the week off?
Yeah, squad's feeling really good. Obviously got the rest of shoulders last weekend, which was nice, but it was a working bye for us last week. We didn't get as much time off as the first bye. We come in and trained last Thursday, Friday, and did plenty of conditioning running and got the bodies right and got a bit of work done. So, yeah, the boys are raring to go this weekend.
Good
stuff. Now, the Eels, look, they're slippery by name and nature. obviously, they've had a couple of wins against us in the past. What strategy are you going to lead with to get us over the line this time?
Yeah, I thought they've been starting to play some really good footy the last few weeks. Obviously, having Mitch Moses back, he's brought the best out of that team. And obviously he's playing tonight, so he's going to have to back up on Saturday and have to do a good job on their spine and Guffo at the back there. And for us, it's just sort of focusing on ourselves, and probably been disappointed the last few weeks with the result of games. And we've sort of been looking internally and how we can be better, and that's sort of our focus, especially playing here at home this weekend.
All right, mate, you're coming off a sellout crowd from last time's clash, round 15. Sellout, particularly for the Beanies for Brain Cancer around Mark Hughes Foundation. So exceptional to see so many Novocastrians piling in with their numbers to McDonald Jones Stadium and shining. Fletcher Sharp, Dylan Lucas, Bradman Best, all killing it. How great did it have to have Bradman back?
Oh, unreal to have Bradman back. He's obviously produced a lot of strikeout on that left edge, and I thought he was unlucky to miss out on Origin for game two, but we all saw how good he was last week for us. He didn't miss a beat, and like you said, Fletcher Sharp at the back there. We had Davey Armstrong, who played good for us as fullback for a period there, and we got three great fullbacks, and it's going to be a headache for Coach Adam O'Brien and for when KP comes back, but the boys will be going really well.
And speaking of KP himself, hopeful to return in the next few weeks, how's the rehab coming along? How hard is it actually to bounce back after a serious injury like that?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, but KP is such a hard worker, and there's no doubt he's going to return back to his usual self and his great form. He's tracking really well at training. I've been watching him on the field. He's back running. He's got the footy boots back on, and I know he's not too far away, but we can't wait to have him back.
And, Excellent. Mate, you mentioned a couple of times Origin is on tonight, and it's funny with the whole Mitch Moses situation. Like, we want to support him tonight, but obviously not on Saturday. Obviously not. And then you got Dane Gagai in the team for Queensland. Boo. Hopefully it all goes well tonight. You're a New South Wales supporter, of course, at heart. Where are you going to be watching from tonight?
I'll probably watch it from home tonight, but, like you said, I'll be in my Blues jersey tonight.
Woo.
I think Gag's 18th man, I'm pretty sure, tonight, so I'm not sure if he'll get on, but, I'll be keen to get him back in the red and blue this weekend for the night.
And you'd have a pretty good-sized telly at your place, wouldn't you?
Oh, I wish, mate. I wish.
You know what they say. It's all right. Size doesn't always matter. Thanks for that.